AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Some progress at talks on Iran's nuclear program in Vienna. A tentative agreement has been reached on sanctions relief for Iran. Our Bradley Clapper has more on what's covered in the tentative plan.
Determining the sequencing, how much sanctions, how fast they're eased on Iran's economy is important because, after all, this is why Iran says it's willing to curtail its nuclear activity.
Secretary of State Kerry and the Iranian foreign minister still have to sign off on the package. In Greece, voters are preparing for a referendum tomorrow over whether to defy creditors and push for better repayment terms on international loans or seek new leadership to find a compromise. Yale professor Stathis Kalivas says no matter what the outcome, Greece still has work to do to solve its financial problems.
If the yes vote wins, we're still in very, very difficult situation, in very difficult and deep waters. But at least there is a prospect for political change in Greece and perhaps a better deal with the European Union, given the terrible effect on the economy caused by capital controls.
Opinion polls show this vote could be very close. 4th of July festivities well underway around the country. In Avon, Colorado, 9 people suffered minor burns during an accident at a fireworks show last night. Officials are still trying to find out what caused that accident. Overseas, some American servicemen and women are getting pizzas today in Afghanistan and Kuwait, courtesy of a group called Pizzas for Patriots.
I was actually there at one or two during my time in uniform, and folks really enjoyed knowing that people back home put a project like this together to get fresh pizza into the fight.
That's retired General Kenneth Dowd. Eating of a different sort is being celebrated on Coney Island in New York. The annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is well underway. Defending champion Miki Sudo has won the women's division by downing 38 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. This is AP Radio News. Senator John McCain says it's time for the U.S. to take another look at the plan to draw down American forces in Afghanistan.
The threat environment continues to evolve in ways that clearly, in my view, demand a reassessment of the administration's current calendar-driven drawdown of U.S. forces.
McCain made his comments today during a visit to that country. On a weekend in which the American flag is being waved during a lot of 4th of July celebrations, some folks are also showing pride in the Confederate flag. Rallies were held in Virginia Beach and Stafford County, Virginia Friday in support of the battle flag of the Confederacy. At both rallies, flag supporters said they were celebrating history and heritage. Some power companies in Georgia are experimenting to see whether small drones might be used to spot trouble on transmission lines or to get into hard-to-look places deep inside power plant boilers. They also want to see whether drones can be used to check power lines following major storms. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.